Reed Shepard joining us. Thanks for your patience, Reed. I know you're busy out of Tampa, WFLA-TV. Reed Shepard joins us. Psyched, and what a timely interview. So many folks, Reed, I've spoke to last night and this morning, us included, anxious to see what's left. Different parts of Punta Gorda, Venice, of course, Cape Coral. A lot of folks, Sanibel Island getting devastated. Tampa spared. And initially, this is where this was headed. And Reed, now Charleston, South Carolina, this isn't over yet. Take it away, Reed, and thanks so much for joining us, because a lot of New Englanders in our network are going to want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. Good to be with you this morning. I was just listening to Governor DeSantis give an update from Tallahassee a little bit ago, and he's basically saying this is quite probably the worst natural disaster in Florida's history. Right now we are looking at 19 deaths, but that number no doubt is going to rise as search and rescue teams are able to get access to places where maybe they haven't been able to get to in the last couple of days. We've got almost 2 million people without power throughout Southwest Florida. And interestingly, Hardee County, Florida, which is an inland county, it's not a coastal county, but 99% of the people in Hardee County, a rural inland county, are without power this morning. So it just kind of goes along with what the governor said, that Fort Myers Beach was quite probably ground zero for this storm, but the impacts were felt far, far inland from the coast as well. Sanibel Island, if you're familiar with that, next to Fort Myers, has been cut off completely from the mainland. The causeway was washed away, and they literally will have to rebuild it. Rescue teams are coming in via helicopter. The island, according to the mayor of Sanibel, is not livable right now, and they're just going to have to do the very best that that they can do. As far as South Carolina is concerned, switching over to that for a moment, Ian is still out there. It's now a Category 1 hurricane, 85-mile-an-hour winds, moving north-northeast to 10 miles an hour, and it's getting close to a landfall somewhere between Charleston and Myrtle Beach. Now, that could be a bit problematic, too. Maybe not as bad as what happened in Southwest Florida, you might think. But Charleston is a very low-lying area. That's why they call it the Low Country.
Right.
And this is it's very susceptible not only to street flooding whenever it rains, but, of course, the ocean is right there. And they are looking at about a 4 to 8 foot storm surge in the Charleston area. So that could be a very messy situation. As far as us here in Florida, it is just the devastation. It's very hard to look at. It's hard to watch people talk about what they've lost. But so many people have lost just about everything, and it's going to take a long time to bring things back to some semblance of normal, Jack.
And, you know, Reed Shepard, I don't think it's an exaggeration, WFLA. Thanks for being on as part of our NBC Radio folks, national. I don't think it's a stretch to say in places like Sanibel and Fort Myers Beach, this could be years. I mean, to rebuild a bridge, to rebuild things like that, power's not even restored yet. People can't even assess. They have no idea if their home's still there. Let's go back to the power. More than 2 million people. Governor DeSantis just gave a briefing from Tallahassee, Reed.
Yeah.
Are they saying roughly in different parts, like sometimes here, the worst thing we think about in New England is branches in a nor'easter go down. You might be without power for a day or two until line crews can get in there and the utilities pre-plan and we prepare. So maybe you're without power for a day or two. I spoke with one resident of Venice last night or this morning, saying that the last time they went 9 days, and I think it might have been Charles, I don't know which, but it wasn't as bad as this. Could this be over a month, like Puerto Rico or other places where people are without power?
It could be very easily. Let's put it this way. A lot of places down there are not going to get the electricity and the lights back on today. It is going to be some time. Now, you can't really get anybody to estimate how long it's going to be because the utility companies certainly have to go in. They have to evaluate the damage to the power lines and to the poles. The three major utilities, Tampa Electric, Duke Energy, Florida Power and Light, now they've all got people coming in from other states to help out. So there's going to be a convoy of trucks making its way down to Fort Myers, down to Naples in the days ahead. But when might they get the lights back on? Jack, honestly, your guess is as good as mine.
Or maybe they don't know. And Reed Shepard, could you, if you wanted to buy a generator, if you were in that Sarasota or south, like, say, Punta Gorda or Venice, you want to go buy a generator today, they're probably good luck, right?
You're probably right. Although my wife works at Lowe's in Clearwater, and we just happened to pass a truck on pallets full of generators.
Right,
making its way toward the store. So
good.
Maybe in the coming days more will be available. And just all I could say there is know how to use them properly and, you know, be very, very careful with them.
J-Dog wants to know, I don't care, Reed, but J-Dog, Reed Shepard, WFL, let you go. Are they going to get the game in Sunday night, Tampa Bay Chiefs, or not?
And we are going to kick some Kansas City butt, let me tell you.
You think they're going to play?
The Bucs have been practicing in South Florida for the last couple of days. As a matter of fact, I saw this morning that Tom Brady is actually going to be putting together a substantial donation or helping to organize a substantial relief effort down to that part of the state. So good for him. And the game is going to be on Sunday night. Kansas City at Tampa Bay, rematch of the Super Bowl from a couple years ago.
Now, J-Dog, won't ask you, I want to let you go, Reed. I don't know if you know, but Brady spent a little bit of time up here in New England before he became yours. What's the status with him and Giselle? J-Dog, he's going to yell at me if I don't ask you.
Okay. What I do know is pretty much just exactly what everybody else that has a social media account knows, that Giselle wasn't happy that he's still playing football. That she thinks that he ought to be spending a little bit more time with his family. He's 45 years old. Come on. And that she says she's done her part. Okay, you know, I can sort of understand that. And now what exactly their marital situation is right now, I couldn't tell you any more than anybody else could.
We wish them the best.
The reports have been pretty consistent that she's not real happy with things. So, you know, if I were Brady, I'd make up with her real fast.
Hey, you know what? We wish everyone the best out there in that run, including you. And thank you so much. Reed Shepard, WFLA here. What an update. Thank you, Reed.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.